If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke 10, and I'm going to read from Luke 10, verse 25 through 37. So this is the word of the Lord. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" And he answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." "You've answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "Well, who is my neighbor?" And in reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." And Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Heavenly Father, I ask that you would bless this reading of the word. So you'd open our hearts that we could hear what you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before I get started with this, I wanted to just say we're in a transition time, and we're just so thankful that Phil's now with us starting this week. And I wanted to say a special thank you to our staff members. All of you have just gone above and beyond. We've had 2 interim pastors. And we just fully recognize how much you as staff have done for us as a congregation. So I just want to call out your names and say thank you. Hannah, thank you. Jeff, thank you so much. Chris, thanks. Stephen, thank you. Charity, thank you, Charity. And Janet out there, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. Last week, John and Letha Curl introduced us to their boss. They called him their boss, Al Tazan. And he encouraged us to remember that our calling at BCC is to be mission friends, he called it. And it's a covenant way of speaking, mission friends. If you haven't had a chance to hear his take on that, I think you can still find it at the website. Yeah. So, mission friends. Well, friends on mission together. Jesus had a lot to say about this, and he does it in this passage today. A few years ago, I visited the Samaritan Temple at Mount Gerizim. It's in central Israel. It's in the West Bank, Palestinian-controlled area. And the group that I was with, we met with the high priest that is Samaritan. And yes, there are Samaritans even to this day, maybe less than 2,000, but they're still there. They've been there for over 2,000 years. So Samaritans were those Jews left behind after the exile to Babylon. And over the years, after the Jews from Babylon returned and began worshiping at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, there became a lot of animosity between these Samaritans who had stayed behind and intermarried with the cultures that were left behind also, that were still there. And there became lots of tension between these two groups. They became enemies. And we're going to get into that a little bit in this passage. And at the start of this passage, did you notice that there is an expert in the law that is asking a question, and then Jesus responds with questions? There's all these questions being thrown around and a little bit with answers. And it's just interesting how Jesus deals with questions sometimes. It doesn't always just give us the answer. Well, in my office at Western, I had this jar for answers. So I did notice that as students would come into my office, they weren't really that interested in getting answers, but they were really interested in taking out pieces of paper and writing answers down and putting them in my jar. So what's a question that you have? What's the Dow Jones Industrial Average going to be at the end of the year, right? And the answer is oatmeal, hot tea, and a banana cream pie. So there's all kinds of answers in this jar. What's another question that you have? I'll answer it for you. Got a question? What? How tall are giraffes? That's a good question, Hannah. Thank you. And the answer is a fast car and a beautiful woman. If you asked another question, it would probably be a beautiful woman and a fast car. You know, I don't know what's in here, but there's all kinds of answers. And Jesus didn't come through like my answer jar and just kind of go through the answers. And one at the beginning, let me read it again. He says in verse 25, he says, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? By the way, this is just the most obvious question for an expert in the law to ask. It's just the most basic question to ask. And Jesus says to him, "Well, I'm not going to answer it. How do you read it?" And he goes on to say something that the expert in the law goes on to say something that Jesus knew he would recite twice a day, just like everyone else that's in this scene would have done. Every observant Jew would have done this. He would have said, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Eloheika, B'kol Levavka, Uvakol Nafshika, Uvakol Meodeka, and Ve'ahavta Rei Echad Kamoka, Amen. Jesus said it twice a day in Hebrew like that, except without my accent. The expert in the law, the expert in the Torah would have said it twice a day. The disciples would have said it twice. Everyone would have said that twice a day. This isn't groundbreaking material on a big test. So the story goes on. Well, so Jesus just said, you've answered correctly. Good job. The story goes on then that the expert in the law wants to justify himself and say, well, who is my neighbor? Now, Jesus replies here and doesn't just reach into his answer jar and give an answer. He replies with a story. So the story is one that I think most of us are familiar with. It's a really common parable that we have read. The parable of what we call the Good Samaritan, right? But really, what's the point of this story that Jesus tells? I mean, think about it. Jesus responds with a story that says, well, go, if you see someone on the side of the road that's dying, go help them. I mean, that's the point of Jesus' story? Isn't that just way too obvious? I mean, wouldn't an expert in the Torah know that the law itself says that you should help people in need? Of course he would. Everyone there would know that. It's just so obvious. I mean, these aren't, this expert in the law isn't someone that's just a moral dumbbell. They know this. And the story for you, don't you know that? If someone's lying, dying on the side of the road, that you should help them? Well, Jesus takes this to a whole different level. And you really have to pay attention to it, and you have to dig into the culture of Jesus' day, the Jewish culture, and think about this. So let's dig in. Starting in verse 30, we'll go through 30 through 35. So in reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. So I've hiked down this trail 3 or 4 times, and some of you have also hiked down this trail and seen what it's like there. But in this story, he's hiking down the trail, and the man fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes. They beat him, went away, leaving him half dead. Okay, so that's the setting, is the road. Excuse me. The first character that comes down the road is a priest. And the priest does what? The priest passes right by. The second character that comes down the road is a Levite. A Levite, of course, being a tribe of Israel that the priests were selected from, this tribe of Levi. And so this Levite also passes right by. Okay, so think about this for a second. So Jesus is setting the story up so that the people that should be the heroes, the Levite and the priest, or appear to the expert in the law, at least, were breaking the law, breaking the Torah. They weren't helping someone on the side of the road. They just passed right by. Okay, look what happens next. The Samaritan comes by, and he bandages the wounds, pours on oil. He puts him on the donkey, takes him to an inn, and he says, he gave them money, and he says, look after him. I'll come back to check on this guy. Now, remember who the Samaritan was in the story. The Samaritan, thank you. I'll just take one of them. Thank you. Excuse me. Too much smoke, I think. But the Samaritan, who does the Samaritan represent then? The Samaritan, to those that were listening, are thinking, wait a second. There are enemies. They are. The first century historian Josephus even wrote that Samaritans would attack people that were going to Jerusalem to worship there. This is the guy that Jesus is setting up to be the hero of the story. So they were different ethnically from his audience. They had religious differences from the audience, the Jewish audience. They had racial differences. They had historical differences. They had cultural differences. They were different. Jesus sets him up to be the hero of this story. Let me step back just for a second. This is Luke 10. If we step back into Luke 9, verse 51, do you remember what happened there in Samaria? just the chapter right before, Jesus and the disciples were hiking through Samaria, coming from the north down to Jerusalem for the Passover, Jesus' last time. They came through Samaria, and the Samaritans didn't welcome him. So the disciples, John and James especially, wanted to call down fire to fry them. And Jesus looked at them, and in his sort of way, Scripture says he rebuked them. I think of it as, don't you get it? How, don't you get it? They wanted to fry them because they didn't welcome them into their town. Now, this next chapter, we're having the Good Samaritan is becoming the hero of the story. Okay, in verse 36, toward the end of this passage, it says, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Well, neighbor, re'ah, means, re'ah in Hebrew could mean neighbor. It could also mean companion. It could also mean family member or friend. It's that type of person. The word kamocha, which is for, that we translate as yourself, love your neighbor, re'ah, as yourself, can also be translated, and this is how I take it, who is as yourself, but as like yourself. Love your neighbor who is like you. Love your neighbor who is just like you. Okay. So wait, I thought this was a nice little story about helping people that were hurt along the side of the road. So how would a Jewish audience have taken this story? I mean, imagine John and James, you know, Peter, they're thinking, no way, a Samaritan hero, that is very annoying, a Samaritan hero shows us how to love others by loving and caring for one of us? I mean, to make the point even stronger, let's switch the story around just for a second, okay? Let's say that Jesus told the story in Samaria to a Samaritan, an audience from Samaria. And who would the characters be if it was told in Samaria? So a Samaritan priest goes down the road and ignores the guy on the side of the road. Another hero of Samaria goes down the road and ignores the guy that's in need on the side of the road. And then let's say a Jewish kid from Galilee or from Jerusalem comes down the road and he takes care of this guy on the side of the road. Okay, that's how Jesus is setting this up. So let's make the point again. What if Jesus was telling this story to us at BCC right now? Okay? How would the characters read there? Jeff G comes down the side of the road and he sees the guy lying dead on the side of the road and walks right by. Janet comes down the side of the road, the covenant president comes down, walks right by, right? So, the question here, who is Jesus saying, who would Jesus make the hero? For you, who do you think Jesus would make the hero of this story for you right now? That's the question. Who would Jesus make the hero? I mean, would it be the one that's ethnically different? Is that who it is for you? Would it be the one that you don't trust? Would it be the one that you feel really uncomfortable with? the one that you can't stand? I mean, who would it be for you? I mean, I can answer that for myself, but I ask me later. So, mission friends, do you want to have eternal life? We're not talking about heaven. We're talking about kingdom life, eternal life, life right now. Do you want to have life right now? Enter into kingdom living now. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Do you want to have kingdom living now? Love our neighbor who is really just like us, and that may not be that easy to see. Do you want to have kingdom living now? Look to make someone that is ethnically different from us the hero of our story. You want to have kingdom living right now? Look to see someone that we don't trust or that has harmed us or that makes us feel uncomfortable and treat them with kindness and generosity. Mission friends, if you want to have kingdom living now, go and be like the merciful one. That's Jesus' call to us. Let me pray about this for us. Father, open our heart to love you in a new, fresh, and wonder-filled way. Father, create in us a soul that sees your image in everyone, even when it's so hard to see. Father, would you bring to mind a person of a different ethnicity from me so that I can pray for them? Father, place in me the strength to treat with kindness and generosity someone in my life that I just don't trust. Father, Lord, we love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with our mind, as we desire to go and be like this merciful one. Lord, show us how we can do this as friends together. And Lord, we have friends that are lying on the side of the road, have a mother that's been beaten up by a cancerous robber, and husband that's in pain, wife, child, hurting. Lord, help us to be heroes to each other, and especially that you, Father, Son, Spirit, would be our hero. That you'd come and rescue us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.